Like so many other countries, Australia is figuring out its own way to wrestle with the tech giants. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. The EU, France, the UK, the seemingly endless parade of tech execs in the US Congress. Add Australia to the list of large democracies asking if tech needs more regulation. This summer, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or ACCC, delivered the results of a big investigation on the impacts of big tech, especially Google and Facebook. It looked at competition and privacy and how social media has crippled local journalism, among other issues. The results? 23 recommendations that the government can use to regulate or not. Karan Beaton-Wells is at the University of Melbourne, where she directs the Competition Law and Economics Network. I asked her how the recommendations compare with, say, the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, in Europe, or any of the many, many other efforts to rein in big tech.
On my count, there's been just shy of 30 such inquiries into the same or related topics around the world so far in the last 5 years. This inquiry was, I think, quite distinctive because it was much broader than many of its counterparts. It looked at competition, it looked at consumer protection, it looked at data protection and privacy, and at public interest issues in particularly in media. So it was a very wide span. There were 23 recommendations made. Some are very similar to proposals made in other parts, and some go further.
These big tech companies have global reach. What lessons for the rest of the planet are there from what Australia's done?
I think one of the key lessons to be derived from the Australian contribution to that movement is that you can't just look at competition in isolation or privacy in isolation. You shouldn't approach these things in silos. You need to see them as all linked up and intersected. You know, the ACCC said, yes, we need to protect people's privacy for the sake of their privacy. But if we protect privacy and give people control over their data, that too will activate competition and the platforms will have to start competing on how much privacy protection they give their users. So there's an intersection there, and I think other parts of the world could benefit from taking a similar approach.
Do Australian citizens or businesses, do they want to see these big tech companies break up?
Well, I think there would be a proportion of the population that would be rather attracted to that slogan of breakup, simply because in Australian culture, we like to see people get a fair go. And so we're often circumspect about big business, whether it's big banks or big telco or big pharma or big platforms. But in terms of competition policy or antitrust, the ACCC really fulsomely rejected the proposal about breakup. It doesn't see it as a sound or long-term strategy for actually dealing with the problems in these markets.
How badly do we need a kind of global regulatory framework? Is that even possible?
Well, it would be ideal, wouldn't it? Because these are global businesses operating in virtually every jurisdiction that has the internet, at least in the world. But I think that's a utopian ideal at the moment because governments and competition authorities generally are most concerned about their markets and their consumers. And so they want to come up with laws and enforce them in a way that protects their own turf. Now, I think we will see more and more convergence on this, but we're probably a long way off a global competition regulator or court.
Karan Beaton-Wells is with the University of Melbourne Law School in Australia, and she's also host of the Competition Law podcast. Big tech companies were given 12 weeks to respond to the recommendations before the government acts. The Australian government said it plans to do that by January. And now for some related links. Karan Beaton-Wells had a lot more to say about the ACCC recommendations than we could fit into our bite-sized program. Fortunately, you can catch up on the possible impacts by reading an article she did for The Conversation. What's going on with privacy and Facebook these days? Well, a Wired article reveals that while there's a feature in Instagram settings that lets you choose to unlink your Facebook account, it doesn't actually do anything. In fact, even if you never explicitly chose to link your two accounts, that link pretty much already exists. The company is able to figure out it's you based on the huge amounts of data it's collected. That means the fake Instagram account you made might accidentally get outed by a helpful Facebook recommendation to your grandma. What's ahead for Facebook? Well, according to Engadget, one of the goals is building a better artificial intelligence assistant. And Facebook researchers are doing it by putting a learning bot in Minecraft. The AI assistant will interact with human users, trying to comply with their requests, and learning all the while. The draw of using Minecraft is its simple rule set and wide open palette to build. The end result might be AI that is a jack of many trades rather than a master of one. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.